This is CliffCentral.com.
CliffCentral.com. It's No Borders, your boy KF and Daryl in the building. What's going on, family?
I'm good, my brother. How you doing?
You see Delez here disrespecting us? He's on the phone.
In the studio.
He's handling some business, you know what I'm saying?
Gotta handle some business.
What's going on? Like we promised, we got Delez and the whole Fresh to Death team in here. We got Stunt Doubles. We looking forward to seeing DJ.
Yeah, Double D's on the way.
All right.
Yeah, he's on the
Does
way.
Does he just go as Double D or DJ D Double D?
He's DJ D Double D.
That's kind of complicated. Like, I kept saying, how am I going to say this on radio? Don't fuck this up. Don't fuck this up.
Yeah, DJ D Double D, so.
Hey, man, the music is crazy. So, you know when you're kind of skeptical? I'm really skeptical when it comes to new artists, the new talent. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And we receive music on a daily.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, the email is always fun. I go through music, though, because we love, you know, new talent. Mm. And Delez, like, I mean, what you've done with, you know, Fresh to Death, bringing up new talent, and not a lot of cats are doing that.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Respect to that. But before we get into, you know, talking to Delez and team, wait, first of all, that was Top, right?
Yeah.
By DJ D Double D. That was actually a really dope song.
Yeah.
And we were listening to the album, and we were actually saying, but we'll talk about that later. We'll give him his props, because he's going to grow a big head. Delez already got a big head. Everybody know that. That ain't no lie. I'm not the first
person.
Well
deserved, though. You know what I'm saying?
You see?
Well deserved. Well deserved.
We just need to make a phone call to Tobela Dlamini, who is the chairperson of the Samas.
Samas, yeah.
So they just released, the entries just opened up.
Okay.
Yeah.
For the, what you want to call it, the 24th? Segment of the Samas?
Yeah,
the 24th installment, yeah. Bridget, we have them on the call, not answering. Okay, when you do get a hold of them, then just tell us what's up. All right, so first and foremost, Delez, let's get into, we'll talk about Double D a bit later. The new album, family.
Yeah.
High Level.
Yeah, it's called High Level. You know, it dropped on the 29th of September. It's my fifth in-studio solo album. You know, I work with such talented producers and artists. You know, people like, you know, Gemini Major produced like 70% of the album.
Right.
I got Sunny Heights from New York who recorded who handled some stuff, and then also, you know, I got people from Malawi. I got Tegrin, he's on there. I got my Ian Major from Zambia on there. G Baby De Silva from Angola on there. Tejo, Kulichana. Yeah, it's a wonderful album.
Wow, man. You know, and the show is called No Boys, and we're always talking about, you know, reaching out to the rest of Africa, because there's not enough collaboration.
Yeah,
and especially considering that South Africa and Nigeria control the market.
Yeah, ain't
no doubt about it.
Hands down.
So for someone who's already big in South Africa, not just Africa-wise, then go out and extend yourself to literally people we don't even know about, because all of the names you mentioned, I was like, okay, who, what? How did that happen? Like, how did the connectivity happen?
Well, Tegrin's always been a really close friend of mine from Malawi, and Gemini's also from Malawi. A lot of people don't really know that. So, when we went over to Malawi just to kind of just check out, just to go, you know, because we wanted to plan something for Gemini, his homecoming. But unfortunately, his album wasn't ready on time. While we were over there and we were just making some ways, we linked up with Tegrin. And like I said, I'd always known Tegrin for a very long time. And then we just spoke about doing records. So every time he touches down over here, he hits me up. He's like, "Yo, I'm in town." I'm like, "Yo, all right, cool, man. Let's get in the studio. Let's make this magic, man. Let's make this work." And then it's simple as that. Especially, well, for me at least. I don't know about other people.
There we go.
2 albums in 1 year, my man.
Yeah.
How? Wait, like, it was 2 albums.
Two albums in one year.
Yeah, Hall of Fame. We did Hall of Fame in March.
Yeah.
And then High Level. Yeah.
We didn't think like we were actually gonna get the album. You know what I mean?
We
didn't think like, yo, 2 albums, 1 year.
Yeah.
You know, that's crazy. I mean, how long does it take you to actually work on an album, a body of work?
Like, for me, I don't ever really be going into a studio trying to make a body of work. You know, we just in studio all the time, just making music. You feel me?
Yeah.
I mean, last night, I'm kind of tired. This morning already, we was in studio with Tito, Pages, and you know, there's no telling where that record could go.
Yeah.
You know, until, you know, it's really about that time to be like, okay, cool, enough recording, let's actually get this music out. So that's just kind of the formula that we go by. You know, it's not really like, oh no, we got to do this body of work, we got to do this body of work. Like, things just happen organically and naturally.
Work.
Yeah.
That's the love for the music. I mean, but what about the business side of it? What made you think, okay, enough for, you know, messing with everybody else, let me start my own stable, let me grow myself?
Well, I always really wanted to do something like that, you know, since way back from when it was tippy toe days, 2009.
Hold up. So I was in Zip. I didn't even know how old I was back then. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I remember, like, that's back when we had the big ass satellite. You remember the satellite dishes that we had in the backyard?
Yeah,
they weren't on top of the roof. They were in the backyard.
And it was
a big one. There was one dude in the neighborhood who had a satellite dish.
Oh, that's just so.
And we would be there all day, like, yo, dog, China O, man, China low. And I remember that those are the days when Bathing Ape, was it Bathing Ape? Was it like, you know,
I'm a keep.
I'm a keep.
Yeah. And And you know, and you were a small dude back then.
Yeah. I mean, you know, you gotta start somewhere.
I mean, we and a lot of people haven't talked to her, but I know anyone outside of South Africa who's thinking, yeah, we remember Tippy Toe days.
Yeah.
Take us back, I mean, to the beginning, man. Just for a sec.
Yeah, I mean, well, obviously, like, it started about 10 years ago, being a part of Josie, know, Bongani Ishmael, Crazy Lou. Just trying to be, you know, make music, just kids, you know, just coming up, wanting to be famous and just wanting to be out there and get the girls, you know. And then, you know, Tippy Toes came through. Bongani produced that my whole album. And that also just kind of came organically where, you know, he just kind of just felt like, you know, I needed a platform to just to showcase my rap skills.
Yeah.
So I was like, all right, cool, let's go with it. You know, so that, you know, we just carried on making records, I got a first solo album. But I think, you know, since then, you know, we had always had visions of creating some sort of an empire, you know, and you could hear it like in our early music, you know, we used to rep Fosse Records, and I always had the dream of doing Fresh to Death, but it didn't really come together until, like, I was really into my solo career, and I was like, you know what, I should probably, you know, get my own company, I should probably, you know, start this label.
Start growing talent.
Yeah, start growing talent, you know what I'm saying? And that also stems off, you know, me doing a lot of collaborations, yeah. You know what I'm saying? I love collaborating with people. A lot of rappers don't really like to collaborate with each other. I don't know why, but...
I was actually watching the video on Crispy Fresh last night, PH.
Yeah.
And that was sick.
Yeah, it was dope.
Hey, you bodied the whole...
I appreciate that.
I think even before we get into the development of Deleuze's raps, especially this time around with High Level, I don't know, do people respect you as that dude who started, because, you know, there's the whole thing about, you know, rapping in Vinek and being able to sell music that's not in Vinek.
Yeah.
Do you feel like people acknowledge that you were actually the one to start that in South Africa?
Yeah, I mean, I don't, it's like, sometimes, you know,
Is that conversation even out there?
Yeah. Sometimes, you know, it is what it is, you know what I mean? I just I don't really like to talk too much. I just like to let my music speak for itself.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And I like to just let the work speak for itself, you know what I mean? And people can judge and see from there. You know, you may not see it today, but you may see it 10 years' time from now. So I prefer it like that.
That's some crazy shit. That's some crazy shit.
Yeah,
I don't know, because I'm saying it's crazy, because I'll be like, y'all need to hold up. I'm the dawn.
Yeah. I feel you.
You recorded your first album in 2004?
Because you were checking the Twitter feed. So we recorded, that was 2004. We did our first, that was a double disc too. So we did that when we were kids. Yeah, with Shimani and myself and Mongani.
When did you first get into studio?
Around about that time, actually, 03, you know, 03. I remember Bongani's mom, shout out to the late Brenda Fassi, she got Bongani a studio when, I think it was for his 18th birthday, or 19, I can't remember. And then, ever since he got that studio.
People don't talk about that a lot in the industry. You know, everybody talks about having money, but they don't talk about, you know, the points where you didn't have money.
Yeah.
In regards to the making of the music. They talk about, yo, I came from the bottom and all of that. But I mean, for you to start a record label, I can't just wake up and decide, yo, I've been rapping, so I'm going to do Fresh to Death. There's a lot that goes into it. I mean, you know, you're moving around with your artists. You got to keep the swag levels on point. Because if I'm coming in not looking too good, you already know. I mean, like, how's that been? Because now you're not just a rapper, you're an entrepreneur.
Yeah, so I take each day as it comes, you know what I'm saying? You know, the transition from going to a rapper into an entrepreneur is pretty difficult. I'm not going to lie. You know, business is really tough, but... You know, if you believe in your product and you believe in your dream and your vision, you know, you'll do whatever it takes and you'll go out and get it. So, you know, just that transition, you know, working with the right people, I think, you know, working with Stunt Double, they're like family to me, you know, literally. You know, kids that just want to learn, they want to be able to build, they want to be able to take things to the next level. And also acknowledge the experience that I may have been through, and, you know, be able to pass it over to them, and they just, you know, grateful, not too cocky, don't have too much ego, you know, just guys that are really down to grind. For me, it's a blessing and it's easy.
I mean, the industry has grown ridiculously, and I think that cocky element is something that, because I bumped into, I'm not going to mention names. I bumped into someone who used to be someone's DJ back in the day, but they got fired after that. Someone became big and got signed to a really big label that makes noise.
Yeah.
But I mean, that's maintaining that humility.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got that, right? Stand up, y'all got that.
Yeah.
Y'all got that.
Yeah.
Let me answer this, because this is disrespectful. Hello? Yes. Hi. Who am I speaking to? Sorry.
Yeah, it's Double D. Hi, in the building.
I'm on radio right now. Can I talk to you later?
Yeah.
No, I can't confirm anything. I do radio from 1 to 2 p.m. every Friday. So I only answer this because I was surprised at who calls me at between 1 to 2. Sorry. I'll call you back. Or ask Pankaj to call me back.
It's always a wrap.
Yo, because I'm, you know, if you don't know me then. If you're calling me between 1 to 2, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, nah.
My bad, guys. DJ J double. You see? Yeah, I got that mixed up. I got that mixed up. What's going on, fam?
What's good? I'm so sorry I'm late. You know, we out here pushing the product. You know what I mean? We out here pushing the product.
Yeah.
So we were just listening to Top.
Yeah.
How'd that come about?
Yo, we're at the top. it was just good vibes. Like, if you listen to a record, you'll hear it's literally just organic. It's vibes. Like, literally, we went in studio one night, I put on the beats. It was produced by Mash Beats, this young producer from PTA. He's insane. He's part of Wrecking Crew.
Yeah.
So he made the beat. We put it on. LES is in the studio. Aries.
Yeah.
Like G Baby Da Silva, Flame X Global. We're all out in the studio and literally we're just trapping.
Like, so what studios do you guys hang out? I want to come through and just, yo, KF was in the studio, you know what I mean? He added on the 808s, you know?
Yeah. You must pull up to the studio. Studio is always crazy.
How did this happen, Delez and DJ DDD? How did this, because you're not just his tour DJ, you're also his sound engineer, right?
Yeah, sound engineer as well. Like, I've always been a fan of Elias, you know, I've always listened to his music, and then... You know, I was always like pushing his stuff and all that. Oh, thank you so much.
Yeah, we always give free water. Y'all heard that? He was saying thank you because we give free water at Cliff Central.
Yeah.
Shout out to Aquavita.
Yeah.
So you were telling us, Double D.
Yeah. So basically, I was like always pushing his stuff and that. And then I got the opportunity to be on the same lineup as him in Mozambique.
See, I hate people who are braggadocious, man. I gotta be mentioning things that involve flights and you know what I mean? Like, you had to say, you can just say Mpumalanga, man.
Well, Mozambique, that's where it all started.
Right, man, go ahead, man.
Then obviously we linked up. Elias is enjoying my set and all that. And his DJ couldn't make it the one time when he came back to Joburg. And he, I pulled up, he hit me up. We did a show at Zone 6. It was insane.
Yeah.
And then ever since then, you know, we've been killing
the rest
it.
Is history, baby.
Yeah. Hey, man. Yeah.
You've been hella consistent with the music, though. Like, I mean, how involved are you with, like, the creative process of your music?
Yeah, well, basically, yeah, I'm involved from the start.
Yeah.
You know, from the start of it. Not really produce, more sound engineer vibes. And then at my creative process, you know. And then if you see how Les records, like it's actually amazing sight. Like, I wish I could like make a TV show about it.
Yeah. Let's do that.
let me just tell you, Les doesn't write.
Yeah,
he goes into the studio and he like just vibes. So literally like being part of that creative process with Les like is insane because we go on vibes. Literally
it's all about the fire.
Yeah. And I think also, you know, for Double D, sound engineering is also as much of a creative process as anything else.
Right.
You know, there's certain things in vocals that he can do to people's voices that a lot of these engineers can't do.
Right.
So it's like a craft. It's a skill on its own. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So
I think people also place too much importance on the production in regards to the guy on the computer. Production is everybody who's inside. You know what I mean? I've been working on music right now and I can't use none of this. You know what I mean? I can't even use this stuff right here. But I can tell you what sounds good. You know what I mean? I'm like, yo, wait, nah. Can you make that sound like this? I don't know what it's called, but make it sound like this. So I think that process and just being able to bring together the right artists.
Yeah.
And Top has exactly the right people on it. I wouldn't change any of the verses. I wouldn't have changed the beat or nothing.
Yeah, neither.
Maybe I would have put a shout out to me at the beginning.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You know, something like that.
Yeah.
What does DJ Double D have in store for us, though?
A lot more. Trust me. Like, 2018 is going to be a huge year. Like, I've got big plans. Really, like, I, I'm I don't want to stop. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I want to take the South African hip hop market and I want to grow it. Like, I want to help build and I want to take it to new heights. So, like, I've got some crazy plans. Some of them are actually underway at the moment. You know what I mean? You can always be working. Yeah. You know.
But for now, he got nominated for the SA DJ Awards.
Oh, say hip hop.
No, SA the DJ Awards. Yeah,
that's the DJ Awards. It's actually the first one. You can vote for me. Everybody gotta vote. Come on, please bring it back to the north. You know, all you gotta do is SMS PD2 to 36199. That's PD2 to 36199. Yeah.
Vote for DJ DDD.
That's South African DJ Awards. You know, that will mean a lot to me. You know, and it's really nice to finally be recognized. You know,
yeah.
Dillis, I know you guys have been on. Y'all been on some sort of tour.
We've been on a tour.
They talk crazy.
We talk crazy. So we did when we dropped Hall of Fame. We went on a Hall of Fame tour.
Yeah.
I just dropped High Level. We on a High Level tour. We're just taking a weekend break this weekend. You know, every weekend we've been on tour every weekend since the 29th of September. This weekend we decided to take a break, and then we're gonna end the tour off right next weekend, and then it's December time. You know, we got crazy gigs. We got Matric Vac. We had all types of crazy places, man. We had Zone 6 almost every single Saturday.
Yeah.
I'm going to be throwing some pool parties over there throughout December. You guys can come out, catch a swim, catch a graze. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Catch a vibe.
Yeah, you on them racks.
Yeah.
Throw out some money. I don't know for no reason.
Nah, I respect money. Now, I got a daughter, so I like to, I like to make sure I'm responsible.
I didn't know that.
Yeah,
you're on the road so much, bro. Do you get to spend time with her?
Yeah, of course. Like in the week, you know what I mean? Like in the weeks, definitely we spend a lot of time together. And this weekend, because, it's a free weekend. So, we're probably going to do something dope, yeah.
What inspired you to, drop album after album? Because you've been dropping albums since 2014.
Yeah, for sure.
Like every single year. Like what brought that, thing about?
I think it's just the South African hip hop industry. You know what I mean? I think, there's so much happening right now. It's so inspiring that it just makes me, want to, just be on my on my flex. You know what I mean? And I just feel like, back then when we started it, the new wave, there wasn't that many people, so it's just like, you just do whatever you want, drop however you. Now there's so many people, new kids, even the older guys, even the guys that in the same age group as you, they're going hard. People drop, DJs are dropping singles, so it's just whatever,
The market's flooded, man.
Yeah, exactly. So, what I do best is make music, so I might as well, just keep showcasing, my level of expertise, in this industry.
I noticed, the usual acts you collab with aren't really present on this new album. What's going on?
Oh, no, nothing.
Is it beef or is it just space?
No. It's just really you're talking about AKA, right?
Yeah.
So no, it's just the way I make music is, whoever walks through the door, whoever's in my studio, and if you're a musician, you're gonna make music today. Do you know what I mean? You're not gonna come over here and drink all this alcohol and just talk all this shit. You're gonna get in the studio today. You know what I mean? Yeah. Whether it's four or five of us on a record, you're gonna do it. So, like I said last night, Tito Pages walked through the door, boom, they're on the record. Do you know what I mean? So that's just kind of what happened, and that's the process of how I make music.
So y'all don't force music. It's not he has to be on this jam.
Yeah. But, so that's how the collaborations come out. It's just, a collaboration with Coolie Chan. I got a record with Coolie Chan and Tsekho on one record.
Yeah.
And it's just, the guys were just there at the same
time.
That's
totally different. I would even imagine that.
Exactly.
I
mean, so the guys,
flow was hard.
Yeah, it was hard. The niggas were just there at the same time. So while the time I was doing High Level, AKA was working on Be Careful What You Wish For. So he was in the Nazi studio all the time.
Okay, word.
He wasn't really coming into the studio as much. And before you know it, it's a rap.
But the A-Team promised us an album.
I'm waiting on Burna. I know. We got to do that. I'm waiting on Burna to get back to Joburg. Burna's just from, he's just going from Nigeria to London, Nigeria. It doesn't seem like he's coming down south, so I don't know. We'll see what happens.
That would be killer, though.
Yeah, that would be great.
That would be some racks. Can I executive produce that?
Well, EP that? I hear that.
All right, we're going to get into a short break, but we're going to listen to Stunt Double. What's the jam called?
Fame.
It's called Fame.
Yeah. Featuring LES.
Yeah, y'all already acting cocky already. Cliff Central, No Borders, your boy KF, Daryl. We've got Delez, DJ Double D, D Double D, Stunt Double, the whole Fresh to Death crew.
Yeah. She gonna do, she
she gon' do. She gon' do anything for the fame. She gon' do. She gon' do. She gon' do anything for the fame. She gon' do. She gon' do. She gon' do anything for the fame. She gon' do. She gon' do. She gon' do anything for the fame. Buy a bottle of tequila. She gon' switch up like a thriller. Tryna sneak up in your villas. Before she looks.
CliffCentral.com, no bullshit, your boy KF and Daryl. Stunt Double is in the building.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So how does it feel being famous? Your first song?
It's not even
the first song.
I didn't even like that.
You already got the feature, though.
I mean, come on.
No, there's still a long road. It's not like
it's only the beginning, you know what I'm saying?
Okay, y'all being cocky. Let's teach y'all else. How did this come about, though? I mean, you know, like, how did it all come together?
Yeah, we go by the name of Stunt Double, right? I go by the name of Must Be MP.
And I go by the name of Pambo.
Yeah, and we've been brothers for, like, 8 years, 9 years. So, you know, we've always shared a lot of the visions and dreams together. So, you know, music was one of the passions. And we're like, you know what? Let's pursue this and see where we can go with this. And that's how we came about.
Okay, how'd y'all meet up with Deleuze?
Like you said, we literally family. Yeah. Family.
He looked like Deliz.
I can tell all of y'all light skin, I guess. Light skin situation. Oh, y'all need somebody to balance this out.
Yeah. Hint,
hint. The darkest dude in here. You know what I mean? I'm trying to rock up to the white parties too, man. Talking about, we got this. You know what I mean?
No, we got you.
What can we expect, man? What's going on? How much music is out there? Who y'all been recording with? What producers y'all working with?
All right, right now, what's out is Late Nights. It's on the Hall of Fame album. We're part of that, you know, as well as obviously Fame. You know, we just played it right now. Right now, we're just actually working on a mixtape. It's actually done. We should be dropping very soon.
First of December.
What's the title of the mixtape?
Girls Gotta Take One.
Oh, man. Yeah.
Y'all had to take it there, right?
You know what I'm saying? And then obviously we've been working on a few features as well. We've done a feature with a guy named Cito. I don't know if y'all know him. He actually won the Jägermeister, what's a musical challenge or something like that.
Oh, yeah.
So we've done something with him and we're working on another feature with Sirian Morty, the homeboys that produced paved the way for Liz, Tito and Muggs, you know what I'm saying?
So that's basically been in the music industry though. I mean, growing up, you know, with LES.
Yes.
So that's y'all not starstruck or anything?
No.
Yeah.
They've been around the stars.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
We're going to hold it in, you know what I'm saying?
I think that it also gives that genuine hunger for music.
Yeah.
Because then y'all not hungry to be around celebrities, you know what I mean? Y'all not really like, oh man, we're trying to be famous. We're trying to go to this party.
You actually want to make the music.
To
look up to, yeah.
But how is it breaking in, man? Okay, well, I can't really ask y'all that.
No, at the end of the day, you know, it's not about like how you come in. It's about the way you come in and how long are you going to sustain yourself inside. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's not whether you've done a big feature with someone. It's about the hunger that you are willing to go through to get yourself bigger than that. Because it's one thing being associated with someone, but that's as far as it goes. You're associated with them. That's it. They have their own career. You have to build your own. And you come into the game by yourself, you know, and you have to build it yourself. And then from there, you can be recognized with the greats. You know, you don't.
But do you think people kind of take that away from you just because you're already associated with someone who at the top?
Yeah, haters. That's haters. Who would like to hate? It just so happens that, you know, this is our life. That's how it is. We know Les is our family. You know, it is what it is.
Y'all can't pretend, you know, right?
That's not the case. You know what I'm saying? And lie to people. It's the case, and that's it. But we're also talented. You know, we wouldn't be in this stable if we weren't talented. You know what I mean? So it's one of those issues.
No. You the editor of the SA Hip Hop magazine.
Yeah.
And you ain't got nothing to say? Have you interviewed these dudes?
No, I haven't.
Why not?
Huh?
Why not?
This is the first record, right?
Yeah, that's our debut.
It's the first record. Yeah. I literally heard about the homies now, but I've been seeing on the music videos. I remember the Double D video.
Yeah, video will be on there.
Yeah.
I think only it only
as lifestyle.
It starts to make sense because I'm lifestyle, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was wondering who the dudes without the shirt. I'm like, what are those dudes doing there? It all makes sense now. Yeah. When people see me in the video, it's gonna start making sense. Like, go back to that podcast.
Yeah.
Like, remember that dude who kept asking the Deluxe to be in the video?
That's the guy finally there.
Yeah. He made it.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Any plans to shoot the music video anytime soon?
Yeah, that's in the pipelines right now. You know, we're gonna probably be shooting later
Because the song is making rounds, though.
I mean, right now we're obviously focused on the mixtape, you know, as we just said, you know.
Yeah.
So that's literally where.
How far into that are you guys?
No, we're done now. We're just now doing the final touches, you know, of mixing and mastering, etc.
How many records?
Got like 11 joints on the
collaborations. Yeah. Can you?
It's just us.
Yeah. Oh man, yeah.
They're going hard, man. Jake Cole style.
Just so everyone can understand who we are. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So to give our perspective of things. You know what I mean? Ghost God. You know.
Because I haven't been listening. I mean, I don't listen to radio that much.
Yeah.
In terms of commercial radio, so I don't hear a lot of the music that's the fresh music. I'm always trying to get those up and coming artists, like we said.
Yeah.
But this jam, I've actually been hearing it a lot. Yeah. And at first, I didn't even know who it was until people were like, "Yo, there's this." Crew called Stunt. I'm like, who's Stunt? I'm like, the Les dudes.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, for real? They're kind of dope. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So,
yeah,
I mean,
no,
it's
out.
Been making rounds. I mean, the Les, I think he needs to shoot the video. You just kind of say, you know.
As
the label owner, he needs to drop them racks.
No, it's coming soon.
Don't worry about it. Yeah,
so, I mean, in terms of, okay, so there are no collaborations on the mixtape that's coming through.
No.
But what about in terms of like any, you know, I mean, y'all said that it's an organic process, right?
Yeah.
You know, whoever's in the studio,
are
there any up and coming artists that you guys are working with? And people y'all came with from the ground, like people who nobody knows.
Yeah, we've got a whole boy named Wave Dave.
Yeah,
he's
shout out to him.
He's also dropping a mixtape called What You
out.
Take Me For. Yeah, it's out.
It's actually out.
Yeah, it's out. He just shot his music video for his track called Dripping. So we know the cat from way back also. So we've also done a track with him that he's going to release. Like we mentioned, also Cito, he has a track with Reason.
He's just up and coming.
He's looking to shoot that music video also and release a track called Wave with us featuring Stunt Double. And that's about it so far. Like we said, also Siri and Morty, the producers for Mags. We're also working
and
on
these
the
are all dudes that y'all know from back then.
Yeah.
These aren't like connects that you get from being.
No, the Siri and Morty connects is like Mags coming to the studio.
Organic.
They're like, let's work, you know, put in this work, get out there, you know. And that's all it is. They send us to the beat.
Yeah.
And work on new stuff.
You, the homies have been, you know, watching the industry. You've been in there, like, watching everything closely for a very long time.
Yeah.
What are your thoughts on the current state of the game right now?
I think South Africa is really built from, obviously, where it started off, you know what I'm saying? Like we said, in 2004, when Les and them came in, they really changed the game with the Josie, the group act, you know?
Yeah.
And, I mean, think about from there to where it is now. Like you said earlier, you know, the industry is flooded with a lot of content.
Yeah,
you know what I'm
saying?
And I mean, it's only growing bigger and bigger and bigger and better, actually. You know what I'm saying?
Word.
So I think.
Yeah, because when these guys started
the right
off,
way.
No one
yeah.
listened to hip hop.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. TKC
so, yeah.
was the baggy man.
You see what I'm saying? So, yeah, so I think right now we're currently on a nice. Uphill, you know, uphill
the
drive.
Entertainment industry as a whole is doing great things, but I feel like the hip hop, even more so, you know, is done a lot of things and they're still yet to do great things, you know, like you said, you know, back in the day, like 4-7 years ago, you know, 8 years ago, you know, it was house dominated.
Yeah,
and now
we're
being recognized internationally. The hip hop industry is being recognized internationally. So I really think the hip hop industry is doing great things right
now. Who's your top five?
Oh, snap.
No doubt, LES number one.
Yeah.
Are we talking South Africa or like?
Yeah,
what?
South Africa.
South Africa. Straight.
LES, Keenan, Forbes,
M.A. Dub.
M.A. Dub,
of course.
M.A.
Dub. That album was fresh,
yeah.
Yes.
M.A. Dubs. Tito.
Tito.
Tito needs to give us an album,
like
though, bro.
Tito's voice.
Tito.
The fifth one, I can't think of the fifth one.
Really, though?
But that's like.
Hey,
the
wait,
fan,
hold on. That's the fan.
I think I
know.
Nah,
nah,
nah.
MT for me.
Yeah.
Definitely. And Shane Eagle, he's on his new floor. I like Shane Eagle.
Now they're giving us the.
Yeah, you know, the bench for me, you know what I'm saying?
Okay, what about Africa-wise? I mean, like, in terms of, you know, Nigeria, Angola.
Yeah.
First of all, like, who are the artists that you guys would be like, you know, they've been representing the game?
And I'd like to work
across the continent, yeah.
Gemini. I think, obviously, he's come from Malawi, you know.
You know, and that's an unfortunate thing. Because, like Elias said, a lot of people don't even know that Gemini is from Malawi.
Yeah.
In fact, I saw this other list on Channel O. Did they have producers or something? And they actually labeled Gemini as South Africa.
But then you see, like, what's SA hip hop? I think it's the fraternity, and he comes from the SA hip hop industry.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? He is Malawian, but I mean, he came up from the South African hip hop industry. Yeah.
I just think it's a matter of representing nations. Correctly, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And just trying to bring about that collaboration of nations, because you're trying to grow the market, right? Because South Africa, with the flooding of the market in South Africa, you're not going to be able to survive in the next 5 years with all these artists.
Yeah.
I mean, you're trying to spread. And the unfortunate thing is that America's starting to come into Africa.
Yeah. Exactly.
You know what I mean? Europe is coming into Africa. Exactly. So we, I think we need to take, in terms of like, why don't we, why? Because they're trying to.
That means we're doing great stuff.
Yeah.
But they've always been copying us anyway. Exactly. They just never gave us the credit.
It's all good. Yeah. Let them copy us. But then if they copy us and still sell their music to us, that's a bad thing. What I'm saying is that we need to sell to each other. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
so instead of having Migos come in here, why don't we have somebody from Angola come in here? You know what I mean? Like, we're giving all our money to Migos.
I think in the last 3 years, we've seen a lot more SA hip-hop artists going out there actually growing. Because, I mean, this thing, you need to go out there and grow it. That doesn't happen overnight. Yeah. These guys, it took them 10 years to get to where they are now.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They actually grew their audience. You know what I mean? Mm. So the States guys, I mean, they're lucky because the media... You know, we listen to everything that comes from the States, but we don't have the media power out here.
These days, I actually don't, in all honesty. Like, I think, like 444, like, I probably listened to it twice, and Jay-Z's like my best rapper all time. He's in my top three, you know what I mean? Like, but I didn't even listen to it like that.
Yeah.
But I mean, when A Reese dropped it, I'm like, oh, wait, hold on. Let me listen to that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I mean, because we appreciate our own content and we can relate to it more.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't grow up on the block selling drugs.
Exactly.
Like, for sure.
I'm just saying.
Yeah.
But also, like, in terms of, like, crossing the borders, yo, you guys, you know what's happening in Zimbabwe, right?
Yeah.
What's happening in Zimbabwe?
The military has not taken over. You know, Mugabe is now out of position. Cool.
So if Mugabe gets out,
he's out of position?
Yeah, well.
Yeah.
The coup and everything. Yeah, military coup and all that. Yeah.
So, like, if it happens, right? If it works out, are you guys willing to do a show in Zim?
Yeah, for sure.
The whole Fresh to Death for free? For me? Let's go and celebrate Africa.
Hey, man.
We'll definitely show up.
Yeah, we'll definitely do a show, you know?
Hey, man. I mean, and another thing that I want to talk about is, you know, with the whole. Men are trash. The whole movement of men are trash.
Yeah.
It's been directed towards hip hop a lot.
Yeah.
How do you guys feel in terms of hip hop and what it represents? You know, in regards to
women? Bitches. Look at these ladies.
No, I feel like, you know, as much as a lot of the terms are derogatory, you know, I don't feel it's really meant like the term and the slang, like bitches and all that. I don't really think it's meant literally. You know, it's just part of the swag that hip hop comes with. You know, it's not meant to disrespect or, you know, or tramp any gender. Like, you know what I mean? It's not that case. It's about the swag that the actual genre comes with, you know, and feeling yourself as part of one of those things, you know. So,
and especially if they label themselves that.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, I'm a bad.
Exactly. Yeah. You know what I mean? And they're singing the lyrics proudly, but, you know, because they know.
That's the influence of hip hop, though.
Yeah, true, very true. Very
but I mean, I think, you know what people don't get as well is that it's a culture.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And every culture has its own way of representing stuff.
Exactly.
Yeah, you know I mean, so and if you don't understand, so I mean, you can't come from. It's like me saying, okay, I call you Baba, right? It directly translated, Baba means father.
Mm. Yeah.
But it's not the same as me going to the States and calling every dude on the street father.
Exactly.
I mean, so you can't interpret another culture based off of your culture.
Exactly.
You need to understand their culture, understand how it's being directed.
Definitely.
I mean, and I think that is they're misconstruing it.
Yes.
But corporates aren't. Corporates are still buying into that.
True.
You know what I mean? Like, you still get sponsored. Deleuze still gets sponsorship. He got like 10 bad bads in the video. I'm like, wait, why can't I do that?
Why can't I do that?
Just get water sponsorship.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm trying to do something else.
Aquavita.
So in terms of the business, how's that been going? You guys been on tour as well with Fresh to Death?
Yeah, we've been on tour. This is the second tour that we've done this year.
Oh man.
The first one was Hall of Fame. You know, obviously we're all on the album. So everyone was on tour for that one. And then now this one, obviously the main focus is obviously the Deleuze's high level. So obviously what we do is we just open the show for him, you know. Just get the crowd, you know.
How is that?
Top.
Do you feel like aren't you kind of scared? Like, hey, they probably won't know the song.
Nah, the thing is, obviously those are the things that will obviously run through your head, you know. As an upcoming artist, you know, but I mean, it's you literally got to give them what you got, you know, for them to know who you are.
And what if they start throwing water bottles and cans?
They were gonna cash them and just, you know, take it.
who's on the intro? Who's on the intro? High level.
Yes.
Everything, hell yes.
The whole song.
Yeah.
Everything. Oh shit. I didn't think it was you. I was maybe there's no auto tune there, so. Oh man,
because we were here, like, we were waiting for y'all, right? It was like, no, just before the show, like 10 minutes before, she's like, nah, let's go back in the car and just stream it, man. Let's just I'm like, dog, we're about to start the show. She's like, nah, just 10 minutes, like, we'll come back because it really is a dope album. I mean, the sound is evolving, the hip-hop is mature, you know what I mean? You can tell the difference, and I think that's very important, especially for young upcoming artists to understand that. I mean, the way you came up isn't the way you got to maintain.
Exactly.
There's got to be that R. Kelly effect.
Yeah.
You know, where you get into the, you know, what's a step in the name of love? You know, the closet scenes and stuff. And everyone loves to see that gradual, you know, that growth in an artist. I mean, it's really
popular demand.
And in terms of the artists, your peers, how do you guys see? Do you think the industry is actually, you know, giving airplay, airtime, enough publicity for upcoming artists? Because right now, I think it's people who are in, and if you're not in, we're not really seeing much of anybody.
No, like, I think it's
it has to do a lot with association.
Definitely.
You know what I mean, like, everybody's associated with somebody. If you're not associated with this big brand, it's kind of like
they say this is the cosign industry.
A lot of gatekeepers.
For sure. So what basically happens is as an artist, you know, you got to push your brand, you know what I'm saying? You got to push your music, you know what I'm saying? You got to make sure that it's out at every single radio station. You got to make sure that it's playing on all these networks, you know, whether it's streaming or whether it's playing on the radio, etc. You know, it boils down to the artist himself, you know, to make sure that he pushes his product, you know what I'm saying? Because if you don't believe in your product, who's going to believe in it, you know what I'm saying? So yeah, that's what it is.
But I mean, there's also radio, there's channel, MTV.
What challenges are you guys facing as upcoming artists? I know we just hear the, you know, the glitz and the glamour, but what challenges are you guys facing?
You know, the challenges are, like, you know, to always sounding fresh, you know, like, you don't want to sound the same as every person in the game, you know, because then what are you actually, you know, adding to the game?
Yeah,
because
there is that problem of sounding like,
like, you sound like someone, then who are you, you know what I mean? So one of the challenges are, like, trying to differentiate yourself, you know, from the other people and finding your own self, because, you know what I mean, like, what value are you going to add to the game if you're sounding like everybody else, you know?
Yeah.
So those are one of the challenges that, you know, you also face, we also face, you know, finding our new sound, you know, trying to change the game, switch it up, you know, and expand it, you know.
They have nice life problems. Other rappers are struggling out here, bro.
He's like trying to change the game.
Yeah, we're trying to change, like, the I'm game. Not even trying in to the get game. The sound, you know what I'm saying? We're just trying to get the sound. No, that's crazy.
I mean, the industry is crazy, of course. I mean, but I do think that there is some level of progress. Yeah. I mean, for the fact that, you know, people, like, you know, the bigger dudes are recognizing that, you know, for you to have that longevity within the game, you do need to tap into the younger dudes and, you know, just progress that way. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I think it also makes sense business-wise.
Yeah.
Jay-Z started with that. You know what I mean? He's like, yo, I'm not going to be able to do this alone. That's when he had to tell, what's his name? Yeah. Dame Dash. Like, hey, all these other dudes that you're bringing on, they ain't going to make it, you know, that far with that bubblegum music. Are you guys afraid that, you know, your music might be turned bubblegum music? Like, fly by night?
No.
Y'all can keep that turn up? Because lifestyle can play right now. And it'll be a lifestyle.
I think
it's really hard to make turn up music that's
not bubblegum.
That lasts.
Yeah. It lasts for long enough.
You know what I mean? I mean, that effect is really difficult because, I mean, you know, a lot of songs come in and they're out.
You're very right. That's very true.
Yeah. And that chemistry is really needed. Like, who is the who produced the most tracks on the mixtape?
We actually have a producer called Civil. Civil the Sound. He produced practically
everything.
Actually 100% of the whole album. So we've been working closely with him, you know, and the energy and, you know, the way we connect is unbelievable. So the music that we're making right now is insane.
So, like, you guys don't produce?
No. Right. Not yet. That is.
Right. Yeah. Yo, dog, you need to chill with this because, you know, I'm about to drop my single. If you ask me if I produce, I did produce some because I told him what to put in there. Golly. Anyway, you know, we got to wrap up the show. No Borders, cliffcentral.com, Stunt Double, DJ D Double D, Delez, Fresh to Death, Boy Daryl. But, you know, we have to close off with the boss's song. You know what I mean?
Of course.
So, I mean, this is, what's your favorite song on the album?
Train Ride.
High Level.
Woo!
Is that why y'all sent it?
Train Ride?
As a matter of fact, we just dropped it as a single today.
Oh, snap.
Yeah, we just dropped that shit today.
Hey, okay, so we...
How you get envy, bruh? Like, did you have to pay that nigga?
Nah, that's my nigga from Queens, you feel me?
Envy was around, right? He was around recently.
Yeah, that's the big homie out there, you know what I'm saying? Just making sure that we good out there.
Okay, next time you come through, you bring him here, man.
Yeah, for sure.
Shout out to Delez, shout out to Fresh to Death, DJ D Double D, Stunt Double. Yeah. No Borders, cliffcentral.com. We're going to close the show with Train Rides from the album High Level.
Make sure you get it right now, all digital platforms. Let's go. Whoop.
She wanna hop in the choo-choo. Yeah. I stay fresh, like I just copped me some new shoes.
Fresh out the box.
Got off the phone with two shoes. He said he coming with choo-choo. Cause she wanna hop in the choo-choo.
CliffCentral.com.